Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking to us today about an important distinction regarding real estate investing. Simple versus easy. The two are not the same, as Kevin will soon explain. So with that having been said, let me bring him on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So tell us about this distinction between the simplicity of real estate investing versus the perceived ease of real estate investing.
This distinction is critical, and I'll admit, Lewis, I did not have the realization of the distinction between the simplicity of real estate investing and the ease of real estate investing until I had been investing for quite some time. And I think that's why this is so relevant to those new or part-time or potential real estate investors, those who are thinking about or are who just starting out in residential real estate investing. The difference between the simplicity and ease and your ability to recognize and differentiate between the two as a real estate investor could be a very strong indicator of your future success. And I think that's why it's relevant to share today. And with respect to the simplicity of real estate investing, you know, it is simple in nature. You know, you've heard the phrase buy low and sell high is often used in the business world in a variety of different businesses or industries or commerce. And that definitely applies to the concept of residential real estate investing. And the simplicity of what that implies applies directly to real estate investing. And I'll even venture to say that buy low, sell high, it may even be indicating a level of complexity that is even higher than is accurate for real estate investing. Meaning, when it comes to real estate investing, we're not even necessarily as concerned about selling high. We are very concerned about buying low, and it's the key to our success as real estate investors. And as we've said in the past, we as real estate investors, we make money on the buy. The market will indicate what it sells for, but if we buy right and we seek out opportunities to purchase real estate and solve distressed sellers' problems, we don't have to worry as much about the back end of the transaction or the sale end. And so the point being is, yeah, real estate in concept is simple. Buy low and sell high, and I'll even venture to say that you don't necessarily have to worry about selling high if you're buying correctly. So it's even more simple than that phrase indicates. And, you know, that leads you to believe also that, well, gosh, if it's that simple, if residential real estate investing is that elementary and lacks the complexities that many think that it may have, well, then why doesn't everyone do it if it's that simple and it's that easy? Well, here's where the differentiation comes into play. Yes, as we discussed, it is that simple, so to speak, but it's the ease that is often not recognized. Sometimes people think that the ease is implied as a result of the simplicity of residential real estate investing. And what I've learned over my past 10 plus years of investing here in Dallas, Texas, is that the ease of real estate investing is not implied or not guaranteed as a result of the simplicity of real estate investing. They're two very distinct and different contexts. So let's talk about the ease of real estate investing and maybe debunk some of the myths or misconceptions or misunderstandings, and in turn also help the real estate investor understand that there is a big difference between the simplicity of real estate investing and the ease. And let's talk about the ease of real estate investing in some familiar context. And I think we've all probably heard the phrase before or seen the phrase, not as seen on TV. And you know, that's typically used, or you've seen the phrase as seen on TV, rather. And that's typically used when promoting products that are marketed on television and you see them on the retail shelf, but it'll have the familiar red and white logo in the corner, as seen on TV. And with real estate investing, based on my experience, I'll tell you it's not as seen on TV with respect to the ease of it. You know, it looks very easy on television. In 30 minutes, you see a house purchased, transformed, or rehabbed, and sold for a healthy profit. And it's not that easy. And to the credit of those you see on television, they've done an incredible amount of work in order to be able to show you in 30 minutes the success of that particular real estate investment, the success of that house that they buy, fix, and sell for a profit. What you don't see is all the time they spent searching for that house, finding the right deal, and negotiating and purchasing it or buying low, like we referred to earlier. That takes a lot of time, money, resources, skill, and effort. You don't see the work they did fund that purchase, whether they're using their own money or seeking other investors or lenders. You don't see the work it took to close that purchase, meaning the actual title work and working through heirs or clouds on title or all the different things that come up when transferring real estate correctly and legally. And you don't see the full picture of the effort that took to rehab that property, to do the work to transform it into a marketable home that could be sold. And you don't see all the ups and downs of selling it, the negotiation, the repair request, the time on market, and all the little things that come up as a result of appraisals and surveys and inspections. But with all that being said, real estate is not as seen on TV. It's not that easy, but not impossible. And the fact that it's not that easy and it's not as seen on TV should not be the thing that discourages you or sends you away from your aspirations to become a real estate investor. But you just simply need to recognize that the ease that you may see on TV, for instance, or even in the books you read or the seminars you might attend, to the credit of those real estate investors, the man on stage, the couple on TV, or the author of that book, what they've accomplished is much greater and took much greater effort than they're typically able to depict on stage, on television, or in the pages of a book. Secondly, let's look at the phrase as we begin to distinguish the difference between simplicity and ease of real estate investing, buyer beware. As that applies to real estate investing and the ease or lack of ease of real estate investing, that relates directly to the risks that are inherent in the life of a residential real estate investor, part-time or full-time. There are a tremendous amount of risks, and you as an investor, as a buyer, you must beware. And this is where you can quickly and sometimes, unfortunately, learn that real estate investing may not be as easy as you thought. So there are financial risks. The market can go up and down, and you can't control it or even influence it. You know, a house can easily take more repairs than you anticipated for, budgeted for, or can even afford. And sometimes there's very little that you can do about those unplanned repairs once you discover them. There's legal risks involved. You know, real estate law is very complicated. That's why there's real estate attorneys. That's why there's title companies. And that's why there's licensed realtors. There's also liability risk for you as a real estate investor. You know, owning properties and having contractors work on those properties, you as the investor and the owner are accepting a lot of liability and a lot of liability risks. And then finally, there's personal risks. You're putting your own time at stake. You're putting your own money at stake. And you're likely even putting your own credit rating at stake, for example. So there's a lot of risks. And you as a real estate investor, you've got to accept those risks. You've got to learn to mitigate those risks and overcome those risks so that you can ultimately accept the returns that residential real estate investing can produce for you. And once again, it's not as easy as it looks. The buyer must beware, but exactly as I said, the buyer must beware, but the buyer shouldn't be discouraged. You as an investor should not walk away from real estate investing as a result of the risks. You should simply be aware of them, be ready to recognize them, and be prepared to overcome them. And then finally, I'll use another term that we've all heard or a phrase that we've all heard, and that is the familiar quote-unquote, results may vary. And that is so true of real estate investing, and that's directly related to the fact that it's not easy. If it were easy, everybody's results would be the same. Everybody's results would be excellent or stellar or exceed their expectations. It's just not that easy. And your results will vary. Real estate can be very unpredictable, can be very inconsistent. There are times, and I speak from experience right now, that it's very challenging to buy properties. The market supply has dwindled, the prices have gone up, and sellers have a lot of options. You know, your results vary during times like that compared to just a few years ago or even a year ago when it was much easier to purchase properties and much easier to purchase them at lower prices and much easier to evaluate many different options and choices when it came to the properties that are on the market and available for you to purchase. That has all changed, especially in some markets more than others, but here in Dallas, Texas, that's definitely the case. It's a challenging time to buy. Versus the alternative, it can also be a challenging time to sell, and your results will definitely vary depending on the market you're in. That's the flip side of a challenging market to buy, like I am in right now. It's a very easy market to sell in, but for many of you, you may be experiencing exactly the opposite. Plenty of properties to buy, but very difficult to sell. What we're getting at here is your results may vary depending on where you are or when you are investing. There's a lot of different factors, and they can happen in your own market in a long period of time or in a very short period of time. So you've got to be prepared for the fact that results may vary. And you've got to be able to endure the inconsistency and the variability that results from real estate investing. And it's no different from so many other businesses. Whether you're a car dealership who sees their sales dwindle in the month of December because people are focused on Christmas and holidays and travel and family, or whether you own a landscaping business who may see their business soften during the winter months, depending on where you own and operate that business. We're no different. We have the unpredictable nature and the inconsistencies, and your results may vary. You just have to be prepared for that. So real estate investing is simple in concept, but not necessarily easy. It takes effort, it takes diligence, and it takes persistence. But the good news is you can do it and you can succeed at it as long as you commit to it.
Excellent points, as always, Kevin. Very straightforward and practical advice for long-term and long-time real estate investors, as well as those who are new to the market. I thank you, as always, for joining me today for this conversation.
Thank you, Lewis.
My pleasure.